This is Henrietta Rose Innes. I'm a novelist from Cape Town, South Africa. While I've been here at Civitella, I've been working on the draft of a new novel, which I'm calling Stone Plant, and I'm going to be reading a short excerpt from the very beginning of that manuscript. Stone Plant, Chapter 1. The patch of wasteland by the broken bridge once had a name, now untranslatable in any tongue. No one would be able to say it out loud nowadays, or tell you what it meant. It was not a hard place to find. It was right there under the highway, with not much in the way of cover. Thousands of people every day cast a casual eye across it as they sped past in cars. The land sat quietly in the play of dazzle and fume, an irregular scrubby patch, half an acre maybe, inked across one corner by shadow. The ground was flat, with no outstanding features, no hills or rises. It had seen nothing more than the usual run of events in any place on the globe. A number of deaths, a number of births, feats of love and sacrifice and rage and enterprise, like every place. On the face of it, its inventory was modest. Some stones, some poultry plants, the carcass of an old car that once plunged into the gap between the raised lanes and had never been towed back out. There was the usual treasury of broken glass diamonds, of wire and scrap and number plates and cast-off hubcaps. The objects here were humble, not holding themselves above other objects. 7 skulls, 4 keys, 20 knives, some of them made of stone. There was a gun buried around here somewhere too. In other words, it was an ordinary place. But any piece of land is like an iceberg. Beneath the surface topography, under our feet, under the soil, deep stalactites descend, upside-down mountains, unscalable peaks, inverted valleys, profound clefts filled with shadow ore. Lodged here are the bodies of all the climbers who lost their grip long ago in the course of perilous descents, still slowly plummeting. Nobody ever attains the sunken summits. There is always further to fall. In layers furthest from the sun, the bones of old, strange animals swim, their giant forms suspended in rock. A little higher there are inscrutable things, acres of char from gigantic fires that left nothing else behind, flotsam from some murky inland sea reduced down to silt, a row of bleached jackal skeletons laid out as offerings to a long-forgotten god. The soil gets lighter in colour and in spiritual weight the closer to the surface. There are